What is beautiful about Eden is, you know, in this country, in Eretz Yisrael, there is so much strife between from and non-from, especially now, after Bchiras, elections, coalition negotiations, seems to be so much sinner, so much hatred, so much strife. But when tragedy strikes, it is so obvious that we are one. In many totally chiloni neighborhoods, people were standing in line to donate blood. Total chiloni. Some people that are very close to me that work in a totally non-from environment told me that today it was like Tisha B'Av. And everybody was so heartbroken. I don't think there's anything like this anywhere in the world. So in America, when a Meshuganer walks into a school or a supermarket with a shotgun, with a machine gun, and he kills 15 people, it's in the news. But I don't think the average person in the street feels heartbroken. He doesn't mourn. We don't know the people. You know, it's a political issue. Eden are different. Kulonu b'nei yeshod echod nachnu. And when tragedy strikes, all the machitzas, all the walls, all the moats just melt away. And we really feel as one. So this morning I said a shiur in one of the kollelim. And I spoke about this tragedy. And all I could say was, Vayidoim Aharoim. Let's try to imagine the circumstances. What happened? It was a joyous event that Klal Yisrael was waiting hundreds of years. After hundreds of years in Golas Mitzrayim, finally, we left Eretz Mitzrayim, a free people. And from Eretz Mitzrayim, we got to Har Sinai, Kabbalah Sotera, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we got there. Yom Shemini LeMeluim. What a simcha. We could just try to imagine. We got Torah Hashem, and now we have the Mishkan, Asher Osa Shechina, Kodesh Baruch Hu will be with us. And Aaron HaKohen comes down after he was Makar V'Sachatos V'Su Oile V'Su Shlomim V'Yisu Asyoda Ala'am V'Yavorchem. And then tragedy strikes. Shnei B'nei Aharon Nodav V'Aviyu Tzadikim Gemurim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, they were greater than me and you. But they say, Eish, Melefnei Hashem. They say, Eish, Melefnei Hashem. And the Eish consumed Shnei Bnei Aharon. What a tragedy. What does Aaron have to say? Vayidoim Aharon. He has nothing to say. Sometimes we have nothing to say. We could only cry. There's a medrash plia. Hoyoloi leheshiv. He could have said something, but he preferred not to say. What did he have to say? The medrash says, Yom Hashmini Yimol B'Sar Alosa Ve'yi B'Yom Hashmini Yom Hashmini Yimol B'Sar Alosa. What does that have to do? There's a Gemara Midah Daf Lamed Aleph from the base. Lamo Amru Toiro Tinoik Yimol Hashmini Shaloye Kulom Smeichim Ve'Ovev Ve'Imoi Atzuvim. So, Shivis Yemei Tumah must pass before the Bris. Otherwise, everybody's going to be happy. The cousins, the uncles, the aunts, the bobit, the seida, everybody's going to be happy. And father and mother of the child will be sad. That is why the Torah says, Tinuch Nimelishmini. Aaron HaKohen could have said, Rabbi Shalom, how could this be? Do I deserve this? Everybody is going to be happy. And I, the Kohen Gadol, I, that did so much to bring Klal Yisrael to this day, I will mourn for my children. I don't know what to say, but he preferred to say nothing. What could we say? What did Reb Shimon say up in the heavens? So the entire Jewish world is happy. And my children, the ones that made the effort to come to Midan, to be Sameach b'Simchosi, and they will mourn their children. We have no questions. A Jew never asks questions. I said a million times what I once heard from Moiri Ben Avi, the Kodesh, the Torah, the Klois Magarabi, the Divrei Yatzir. I once heard from him. I went through the Holocaust, he said. I lost my wife and 11 children, my entire family. Of Ein Rego, not for one moment did I question the Kodesh Bohu's ways. And I remember decades passed since then. I thought probably it was 30, 40 years ago. But a shudder went through me when I heard those words, and every time I repeat them. We could just cry and daven. In the depths of our hearts, we believe in a way which is above and beyond our understanding. So these korbanos tzibur should be melitza yoshev aklan yisrael shelo yishom hashoyed v'sheva. We should only hear the service to us.